What's up, everybody? You're watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. On tonight's episode, we're talking about it being over for Bow Wow and Kiomi. Little Mama is done crashing stages, and Mazika wants her old thing back. Of course, we got our Glowing Up Fashion, our news and gossip, our predictions, and so much more. So stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, this song is so perfect for this episode.
Yeah. It is.
It's a breakup song.
Okay. I had to be reminded about this song because, you know, I forgot all about this.
Perfect breakup song.
Okay. That's my life. You know what? This song low key goes.
Right?
This might have to go on my Spotify. What's up, everybody? You are listening and watching us here on AfterBuzz TV Network for our Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show. Tonight's episode, we're talking about how it's over for Beyonce. It's over for Bow Wow and Kiomi. Little Mama is done crashing stages, and Mazika wants her old thing back. Of course, we got our Glowing Up Fashion, news and gossip, predictions, and just so much more. But before we dive in, let's introduce the panel here. I'm one of your hosts, Howard III. Byron, how you feeling?
What's up, y'all? Your favorite hero in the house, Byron K. What's up?
Yes, Alexis.
Hey, y'all. It's Alexis.
Woo! And on tonight's episode, season 2, episode 15, In My Feelings, we are just going to get all of in our feelings, right?
Yeah.
We're feeling so much. So how do we feel about tonight's episode? What are our overall thoughts?
Bruh, this was my favorite episode so far of the season.
Really?
Everything happened. Like, everything is starting to happen now. So we're seeing Lil Mama really starting to get established, making her appearances. We're seeing Mazika try to step back into Bow Wow's life. We're seeing Kiomi and Bow Wow break up. Mm. We're seeing Deb link up with Mazika. Like, everybody's doing their thing. Ayana's focus on her show, and everybody, like, everybody's individual circumstances is kind of like intertwined with each other. So right now it's going down.
Oh, okay. Alexis, you feel the same?
I agree. Bow Wow was a little childish, you know. We got to see a little childish side with their breakup. But yeah, I think I agree with what you said. It was kind of perfect. This wasn't one of my favorite episodes, okay. But I agree with what you said about everything intertwined. We got to see more of Ayana. Kiomi, we see that her and Ayana are going to have a relationship. We get to see Bow Wow being Bow Wow. And then, of course, we got to see Little Mama and then more of MC Light, which I loved. So
True. I know. I don't know. It wasn't my favorite either. Yeah. It wasn't like, you know, I could have done without it at some parts. But, you know, okay. I was glad to see a little bit more into Bow Wow and his whole relationship and what really started, like, the whole breakup situation. Like, what was one of the things? So let's kick it off with Bow Wow and this breakup here. So they pick up from when Bow Wow went to the club. We didn't see exactly what all went down, but Bow Wow is here with his boys. They look like they go to the studio, and he tells the whole story about how when they came back from the club last night, Kiomi wasn't having it. She was pretty much mad, got up, left the room. Bow Wow was drunk, followed her, and then it sounds like they got into a little bit of not a fist fight, but there was definitely some shoving, some pushing. Pulling.
And very verbal, too. He said that he said things that were equivalent to a punch.
Yeah.
Right. And it was just an all-out thing, to the point where even Kiomi called Bow Wow's mom at 5 in the morning.
Ooh. It's real.
Mama, when you call a mama, you know it's real.
Exactly. And it's just like, really, like, how do we feel about this? I mean, Bow Wow's just going off. He says even at one point, Bow Wow said he has money, power, and fame and can have any girl he wants. So why should he be in a relationship?
But that's known. The fact that he has to keep saying that, I don't really know about that. It's like it comes across as insecurity. And, like, even beyond that, like, the issue that I would have with Bow Wow is the fact that, first off, you went out with your boys, right? The ones that tempted you to go out. Like, they're the ones who pulled you out. You was like, you know what, I'm just going to chill. I got a lady at home. But they brought you outside, right? So you went out to the club. You got caught up. Mm-hmm. As a result, you fall out with your girl. Then after that fallout, you go straight back to the boys who pulled you out in the first place. Of course they're going to be on your side. Of course they're going to be your yes man and stuff. So it's like you need to go to somebody who's more neutral instead of going to people who were already against you and her that night anyways. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I feel like that's the mistake Bow Wow made that night. It's just the fact that, like, he listened to his boys, fell out with his girl, then went back to his boys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
And like they are not being understanding of why Kaomi, I mean, I'm a girl, so they're not a woman. So they're not being understanding of why she felt the way she felt. He told her, I'm going to be there in 10 minutes. And 10 minutes turned into how many, like, hours?
Multiple hours.
He was out partying, which is okay, I get that, but communicate with her. So I didn't like the fact that his friends were kind of like egging him on like he did the right thing, which, no, he didn't do the right thing. Mm. He needed to communicate. And then how they were saying you need to be with somebody that basically not for the clout with the Instagram likes. And I was like, y'all don't even know if that's how that girl is. Exactly. Like, you know, they're just putting this stuff in his ear to pump him up to be like, oh, well, I want to be single. You know, I don't want to be in a relationship anymore.
It worked.
So it did. And I don't know. I'm on Kaomi's side on this episode.
See, two things you don't give men is women and money. Because it gets real. It gets real.
Yeah. It sure does. And Bow Wow was all the way real. He's like, I just don't need this. Somebody of my Excalibur, and you know, I'm just so famous. Like, she needs to understand. And I was kind of like, Bow Wow, like, maybe you should take it down a notch. Because, you know, yes, you are a known name, but it's been a few years. You know what I mean?
It's been a few years. So what kind of girl is good for Bow Wow? Because he's been with all of these video vixens and all these girls who have had baby daddies with everybody else. Like, who would Bow Wow be with that he could stay with?
No one.
It's very hard. I do somewhat agree with the guys on when they said he just needs a regular type of girl. I can see that. Maybe a girl still who has social media, of course, you know, still be in the know, but maybe who's not all out
in the industry.
In the industry. Just a regular girl who's working maybe at Starbucks or something.
I get the idea of what you're saying, but that's not going to work because that's going to make her even more secure because it's like, oh, I'm just sitting here working at Starbucks. Meanwhile, you with all these girls who make number one hits and stuff or like who are on TV, she's going to feel even more insecure.
She gotta be, as a woman though, you have to be secure and know, like, you know, your man, if you with somebody that's famous or in that type of, you know, the environment, you signed yourself up for that. So you can't be insecure. And I don't feel like Kaomi is just insecure. Nah. I just feel like Bow Wow gives her a reason to be like that.
Yeah, he drives her crazy.
That's what it is.
And I just answered my own question, I feel like, in my head. So he needs to be with somebody who's more famous than him. It actually happened before. Remember, he was with Sierra.
I felt like they were almost on the same level.
I think he was more famous than her. No, because Bow Wow had, I mean, they were like teenage. Bow Wow was already popping, and she was on the
She definitely outgrew him, though.
Exactly.
At that time, maybe, possibly, and I still don't know, but maybe he was bigger, but she definitely outgrew him. Like, after the relationship, everybody was on her side saying that she glowed up and saying that Bow Wow missed out. And I feel like that relationship and that breakup really did hurt something to him. Yeah, it hurt him.
Yeah.
But that was somebody, like, that he felt at the time that, like, he kind of needed. So, like, when that ended, he kind of felt like a piece of him was gone. I don't think he feels that way with Kaomi. He feels a little bit because, of course, they had feelings. Right. But not to the degree of something like being with this megastar as well. So I think he needs somebody on his level or higher. So he can't keep pulling that card, like, I can have who I want. I can have who I want.
But nobody on his level or more up, it's not going to do with him.
Exactly. They're not going to go down.
You know, so he can't have no choice but to date these type of girls.
Yeah.
To be completely honest.
Yeah. Speak on it, Alexis. Because why would somebody, let's say like a Rihanna or somebody who's, up there. Exactly. So why would a girl, I mean, you never know. Love is love. So she can fall in love, be like, I don't even need, you know, your money, I got my own and all that. But with Bow Wow pulling some childish ways, it's like, why I got to stick around? You know what I mean? Like, I'm, you know, the girl's probably like, I'm a grown woman. Like, I'm in my home. Why should I deal with you and your childish
ways? It's funny because I put in my notes that Kaomi, she needs a real rapper. She needs a real rapper.
But she got Young and May, so.
I mean, mission accomplished right there.
That's true.
But, like, yeah, she needs to use Bow Wow as, like, a launch pad, where it's like, okay, you got me in the industry a little bit. Now all these people see me. Now I can just, like, take my pick.
But she did, though.
She did that.
She did.
It worked out.
It worked out somewhat, because I still want to hear this music. Because I feel like somewhere in there, they've been together for what, a year? I think they said a year.
Yeah,
I don't.
I still, give me just a small little EP. Six songs. I don't want to hear
the music. I think she's fine being like a wildin' out girl. Mm-hmm. She can promote.
Or even modeling.
She can promote the tummy tea and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like she can make the Fashion Nova stuff. She needs to slide into all of those nooks and crannies. I feel like that's definitely a good lane for her to work.
Mm.
Then the music can maybe come later, but I feel like that still needs to be developed.
Okay.
Yeah. As we see.
As we see, give me a little bit.
They need to bring back artist development like they had back in the day.
They really do. Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, So also when Bow Wow is arguing, he's saying that he's going to go to this rolling out party. It's supposed to be for Bow Wow, Single, and Kaomi is supposed to be there. And he's just going to, he's trying to think of a way how to tell everybody how they're not communicating. They're just pretty much over. It's a tough one because you have this party set up for a couple. Now Bow Wow's like, I'm single. I mean, what would you do? How would you handle this?
Be honest. I don't like how he tried to like, well, how he lied and was like, oh, she at the studio. Right. Just be real. You want to be single. You about to live this thing. You know, you were so hyped up with your boys, but then you don't want people to know the real deal that y'all broke up. Just be honest. I didn't like how he was lying.
I like how, and this goes to show like how trustworthy Brett is, because like he didn't tell Ayana or none of them what really happened. The first person he went to, and it was that same night at that same event, was the Brett.
Yeah.
So that goes to show you something.
They go way back. I mean, you know, best friends.
Yeah.
It don't look like a good party. I mean, you walk into it and it's like pictures of them all over the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Ayana was the first one. Well, Ayana and her girlfriend were the first ones like, hey, where's Kaomi at? Like, there's pictures of her. Usually they're connected at the hip. What's going on? So I just felt bad for Bow Wow in that moment. Like, like, dang, at least invited to the party. Or y'all could at least somewhat kind of
coexisted in the same space just for...
This is business.
You can definitely coexist for one night, I feel like. I think you could definitely do that.
Yeah.
They just both stubborn. That's what it is. Mm. Are either one of them Tauruses or something, or like a Leo?
Bylaws
don't come for a Taurus.
I mean, I'm a Taurus.
Oh, I'm a Taurus.
Well, Bow Wow's a Pisces. I don't know about Kaomi, though. But why was Kaomi in the pictures? Because it was... That's another question.
It was supposed to be like a tag team couples thing.
That's what I thought, like a power-ish couple. But I thought it was
promoting his journey.
That's why they had her blurred out in the background.
Okay, because I was confused.
Because he was up there in focus on the cover, and she was like 15 miles behind, blurred out, and pixelated.
That's true.
For her.
I don't know.
I know.
Is that something that she would, like, post on her IG, though? Like, even though she's blurred out and you can't really see her, is that still something where, like, she would, like, post that on her IG?
I would post. I know. Oh, you want it?
Alexis? I mean, if they broke up, no, but if I'm with you, yeah, I'll post it.
She just got a crop around
her. She's on the cover of a...
That's what I'm saying. If we're still together, I would post it. Even
she
just got
to crop him out and, like, find a way to unblur herself.
She got the photos. Photoshop. With him,
yeah, she had that other photo.
Mm-hmm. Of her touching him or whatever she was
at the pool. Yeah. I was still posted with just me being blurred. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'm in the back, y'all.
You know it's me.
It's still a magazine cover. But while we're also at the party, we see how little mama makes her way in because she's trying to get more social, trying to get out there in Atlanta. And she looks great, by the way.
Man, 100,000%.
Killing the game. So she gets in there and we see how Pimpin' and Bow Wow's boys, BT... are up there trying to get at little mama, because Bow Wow already said, like, I'm gonna hook you up with little mama, and Pimpin' said, you know, no, I just want to do studio time, but we know it's more. But they have their own little side moment where we see mama is not really feeling Pimpin'.
She's not. It's so funny how, like, she's so far she's the second woman to admit that she had a crush on BT, or that he's cute or handsome or whatever. That's disrespectful to Pimpin'. Like, he's putting in all this work and you just not even looking his direction.
Poor Pimpin'.
She really wasn't.
She didn't. He's old too.
Yeah,
right?
He'll
look old for her. I don't blame her. She wants the young, hot looking, you know, guy. You know, go girl.
Dad, man.
Go girl. You do you, girl.
So Pimpin' is the where's my hug at, dude?
Oh my God.
That's sad.
But mama handled it pretty. She was like, okay, you know, I'm gonna try to take the tag team, but she was handling herself pretty well.
Mm-hmm. She was
up there, you know, going toe to toe. And then also at the party, we see how the brat pretty much gave mama the cold shoulder, because she said that little mama always has an attitude, which I don't know. I heard that before about little mama, and I don't know if she just comes off like that, but I don't feel like she has an attitude.
Just her face.
Oh, she has like the resting face type of thing.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because she don't look like she would be nice.
She don't.
I think that she is, from what I've seen. Yeah. But like, she doesn't look like she would be a nice person.
Well, maybe she has her guard up look what she's been through.
Yeah.
I equate it to her being from New York. Most people I know from New York, they kind of have just like straight face.
Yeah. A whole East Coast thing.
Exactly. Right. Just about their business for real.
I can see that. Because, I don't know, Brad said she had a attitude because they did an interview back on the Brat Show, Dish Nation, and Little Mama was kind of just like, I don't want to hear the questions. After the interview, everybody had a sour taste in their mouth, which is something you really don't want in the industry. So Brat was just like, I'm not going to talk to her at all at the party. Which made sense. I guess I would stay away from her.
Yeah.
But somebody who did talk to Mama was Ayana. Mm-hmm. And she let it be known, like, hey, I'm here. I'm in the fashion. Why don't you come and, you know, give me some of your expertise? Which I thought was a good thing because Mama stepped up her fashion game.
Oh, yeah.
In recent years. She killed it, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
They be posting her on the Shade Room sometime, like, showing her glow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's really stepped it up. Very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, you know what? Another eye on my fashion line, mine as well. So, Ayana, go ahead to you, girl. Because she snuck right up in there.
Mm-hmm.
What if she took it to the next level and got, like, the whole, like, manufactured body that everybody has?
I can't see that from Mama.
Like, I can't either. But I don't know. One day she might pop out with some melons.
No, I don't think she would do that.
I don't think so. But she never know.
Don't let her career really start popping. Don't let it really, really start popping, bro.
Don't you speak on her like that,
she gonna be the... Oh, I was going to say she's going to be the New York Cardi B, but she already from New York. She's going to be the lip gloss version of Cardi B. Watch.
Oh, my gosh. Don't you speak on Little Mama like that.
Let her get all them M's. You'll see.
No, she's going to stay.
She's going to stay. That's what I'm saying.
I can't see her with that... No,
I really can't either.
Exactly.
It's just funny to think about because like once she does like get back, and I believe she's gonna like have a single that's gonna do well.
Yeah,
then she'll be back up there in a conversation with female rappers. So she'll be up there with the Nickies and the Cardi B's and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It'll be a little bit different.
Yeah.
But I do think this show is set up perfectly for her. I feel, and that's one thing. I think that Lil Mama, like, she has so much support on this show. I believe that this show is really in her favor.
Yes.
Like, the whole show. Like, she has a good image on the show. Everybody wants to work with her, from Ayana to Bow Wow to MC Light, showing so much support.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in, like, I don't know, man. I feel like she came in with a lot of momentum. And this show, if she does it right, it's going to work out to her favor. And she will end up on the charts, hopefully, after this show.
Yeah,
I think it's set up for her perfectly. Mm-hmm. I mean, she doesn't look like she's really about the drama unless you really take her there. But she looks like she's here to do her job and go back home.
Yeah,
I'm here.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, one job that we do love here is entertaining you guys out there, but we need a little help from you guys. So, Byron, tell them what we can do for them.
All right, let's see how y'all can help us out and how we can help you. So, as you know, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder for television fans. But we need your help. We ask that you, over there, subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by doing that, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made just for you, and you'll help us continue to grow, which we need that growth. But if you're worried about those notifications, don't be, because they're optional, which means you can turn them things off. So hit that subscribe button right now for this channel. Check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well, and let us know you did in the comments so we can shout you out right here on air. But for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us remain the ESPN of TV talk. Back to you, Howard.
Thanks. Well, I loved also in this hit it in this whole party, Ayana tells us about how she can sing. Which I didn't know that, and she didn't want to tell people that. Which I'm like, should she be ashamed of, like, this hidden talent? I know, like, she comes from a music family, and she's like, oh, my dad always wants me to sing, but I don't want to sing. She should be ashamed of that, because she could probably really sing.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't tell people either, though. I mean, that's just me, but I don't think she should be ashamed of it. Right. She could say she's singing as a hobby, or, you know, I can sing, but I don't want to be a singer, but she shouldn't be ashamed of it.
I don't think she's ashamed. I think that she's one of those people who, like, given the what she came up around in her surroundings and her upbringing, that would probably be, she looks at that at least as the easy way out. Like, this is what they're grooming me to do. This is what I've been around my whole life. I know if I did this instead, my dad would probably be 100,000% into it because he wants me to do it anyways. Mm-hmm. Let me step off and find my own mode of creativity. So yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's like it's always in her back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to go elsewhere.
I like that idea.
I like that too.
Well, not that idea, that analyst of why she doesn't want people to know she sings. That's a good way to look at it.
It sure is.
Then she has to follow in, like, people's footsteps if she does that, I feel
like. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she wants to have her own legacy.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. Do her own thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at you, girl.
I know.
I'm not mad at you.
Do you, boo. Somebody who's been doing them, boo boo,
yes,
is Debrat. So Debrat met up with MC Light. They had lunch together, and Debrat let us in a little bit more about, you know, what's going on in her life. We see that she's doing her Dish Nation, but she was also, she just also got off of probation after 7 years because she went to jail for 2.5 years.
That's a whole tribulation.
Exactly. Yeah, for aggravated assault. She hit a girl in the head with a bottle.
She about that life.
She sure is.
Yeah. Her name say it all.
She the brat. And she had to end up paying the girl $7 million. Yeah.
$1 million for each year of probation.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's what reports are saying. But then we also find out the brat is filing for bankruptcy.
Smart.
Which is a smart thing to do because she never ended up paying the girl. So then the girl took her back to court to get her money, and then she won that, and the brat still didn't pay the girl, so now she's filing bankruptcy, which is probably to save her butt.
Yeah. 50 did that once before, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like...
He wrote out he was rich in money or something on Instagram. 50 court, wrote, like, yeah. I'm broke, but he wrote her, like, in all $100 bills mm-hmm. on Insta. I was like, okay. And then judge got him on that.
People brazy.
Yeah.
$7 million?
Yes.
$7 million is excessive.
I
wouldn't expect her to honestly have $7 million laying around like that.
I wouldn't either.
Like, I'm sure she's good, but not just have that to lay around and pay somebody.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
A whole lot.
I mean, the girl said medical expenses, you know, they're going
$7 million?
For a bottle to the head. Even if, your head was busted open, that ain't no $7 million procedure.
She got
trauma.
She got to do therapy. No. You got to pay for the therapist.
$7 million?
She ruined the girl's outfit. You know, it's a whole lot of things in there.
It's because of who she is. That's
yes,
why.
Definitely.
It's because of who she is. Because no Boo. Way. $7 million.
That's what
no.
I said.
How hard was she hit by that bottle?
I don't know, because I feel like Debrat really be throwing them both. Oh. You know she throw down.
She look like she get down with somebody. Okay. So.
Man or woman, child, she don't play.
That's just, and she did 2 years in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did 2.5. It was supposed to be 3. She did 2.5, and she has 7 years probation and had to pay $7 million. Oh, my gosh.
Now she told Light, hey, I'm living life.
That's why she be trying to get drunk at all them shoe stores. She got to drink it all away.
She been on probation. She ain't really been
able. Okay.
Wow.
Go ahead, girl. But they speak about how little mama had her little attitude back in the day, you know, from the show. And I just love how MC Light is really, like, stepping up and was like, listen, like, she's just, you know, she's still growing. She's still evolving. She probably is tired of the question. And Debrat brings up a great point when she said, everybody asked me about me being in jail. It's just something that just sticks with me now. Why can't mama just adjust like that? And it's like, okay, Brad, you know. But everybody is different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was a good little talk. And then Mama and Light met up for another day at Mama's house. And they had a nice little heart-to-heart.
Mm-hmm.
I just enjoy how MC Light is a mentor and a manager and a friend. And she knows how to wear the hats differently because that's hard.
Yeah.
In that moment, you can tell MC Light was, I'm coming to you as a friend. Just speak about the incident. You already did it. Why can't you talk about it?
Yeah.
Do we think Mama should still be like talking about this? I mean, yeah, it happened years ago, but like Brad said, it follows her.
I think she should, but I don't agree that she should feel remorseful because she did what she did and mm-hmm. she did it for a reason in her mind. Like, and that the thing that really solidified that for me is the fact that the same thing that they're using against her. So when the Brat said that Beyonce even tried to stop her and then she's like, nah, F that. Like, I'm going up there. That showed me even more that you really felt that. Whatever you did right there, you felt that. So don't apologize for it. Like, you can apologize for the way that it was perceived or the way that it turned out. But if that's what you wanted to do, don't apologize for that. It's a part of your history. And that's one reason why people still talk about you. So even though she doesn't like talking about it, in a way, it still worked in her favor because all publicity can be good publicity. Right. So I feel like the way that she should handle it now is just being like, I did what I did. It was what it was. It must have done something because y'all are still asking me about it. Do you want to keep talking about it or we can move on? I do have the single coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Has she publicly addressed the situation?
I think she did.
She said she has. But I don't know for... I'm not waiting for an apology anymore. Like, it happened years ago, so I don't know.
And who is she apologizing to? Like, they made their money and they was out. Like, exactly. Jay-Z is still... Jay-Z's not thinking about that.
Yeah. None of them are. Regular people that's thinking about it.
That's usually the people who think about everything is the regular people in the media and stuff like that because of ratings and stuff. But it's like anything you do... Like, here's the thing. They're talking about her hopping on stage, but look at all the stuff that Tekashi 6ix9ine does all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
They got over Kanye getting on a stage with Taylor Swift. I mean, people were mad about it, but nobody be bringing that up no more, really.
Not really.
People pick and choose. People literally pick and choose. Because, like, two celebrities can do the same thing, but they'll hate one because that one's not popping on the charts.
Which is Lil Mama.
Exactly.
Let her pop on the charts. That's what I'm saying. This show is in her favor. If if she starts popping on the charts, then that's not going to matter. Yeah. People's going to laugh about that. They already do laugh about it, but they just going to laugh about it. Like, it's not going to be a thing.
And stop talking about it.
And it's only the media that makes it into a thing, because everybody else, it's a meme to us, and that's it. It's just a meme. And we laugh and we move on.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Well, let's move on a little bit to Mazika. Ooh, Lord,
she's
Mazika.
Becoming one of my favorite people.
You know, she's slowly growing on me. She's slowly growing on me. So she's shooting her music video, you know, looking all good and sexy. So go ahead, girl. She meets up with Miss Deb, and Miss Deb is like, listen, I'm back, you know, hanging out with Johnny. I think you and Johnny should do a track together. And of course, Mazika brings it up. You know, Johnny was all up in my man's DMs. I don't think we should do no song together. I never forgot that moment. I don't care how long ago it happened. And, you know, Mazika, just do the track. I understand, like, she's mad because, yes, she was hollering at your baby daddy. You were pregnant. I understand that. But like Ms. Deb said, this is just business. Record the song. You never know where it can take you guys. And to me, I do think they would have great fire together.
Yeah.
So record the song. Do what you gotta do. But we also saw at the video shoot how Bow Wow was hitting up Mazika, talking about, oh, yeah, you can come through. Oh, let's hang out. And, you know, things lead to another. Mazika ends up at Bow Wow's house later on. And I'm still confused on what they're working with. Mazika says, I love you. What did she say?
In her actual heart, behind these implants, there's a heart somewhere in there.
Mazika said, I love you, my actual heart.
Her actual heart that she say people don't believe she has, but she has one somewhere.
I just don't know about her. I'm like, do you want Bow Wow or not? Are you guys just going to do the friends thing or
what?
She
just wants to be in control. She don't necessarily want Bow Wow or anything. She just wants to have control of the situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, she plays reality TV perfectly.
Right.
She does. But I do like, in Growing Up Hip Hop, we're getting to see more of her. I feel like when she was on Love & Hip Hop, we didn't get to see music and stuff. So I like that they are shining light on her music and she's shooting a video. I really like that about her. It's like, it is showing us a different side of her. But she's still Petty Mazika. But I love Petty Mazika, so, you know.
I do think she needs to get rid of that thing that be on her forehead, though. Like, it's just, I'm not. It was the gold emblem. Like, it was cool at first.
Oh, on the green screen.
Yeah, it was cool, but now I'm looking at it, it's like, that's not it, Chief.
Maybe she should leave that at home.
She also keeps bringing up they were teenagers, like how she's been at the Moss Mansion before, bring back memories.
Why you use the quotes, though? the Moss Mansion.
It brings up memories. Well, she says children, teenagers, but I'm like, what memories? Like, I don't know. I want them to give us more about that. Ooh, I want to know.
Yes.
I think that's where the episode was ending. They was going to relive some memories.
It was a weird ending, though.
They just were giving these deep, long looks at each other. Like,
yes, and then talking about frogs and mating. I'm like, what are we talking about? Like,
it was foreshadowing. They were
about to mate.
She was about to have she was finna have a brother for Fetty's. Wow, that's funny.
For Fetty's.
For Fetty's kid, they was gonna have siblings.
I think she shouldn't have been so easy to give in to Bow Wow. I would have, like, you know, made him wait a little bit.
No, she knew the cameras was going to be there, so she came straight through.
Exactly. She's like, said, I say, she on the shop.
Yep. She's like, there's cameras here, there's cameras there. Let me go there. Let's double up on the cameras.
This is the Bow Wow show.
This is
not Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta.
It's Growing Up Bow Wow.
It's Growing Up Bow Wow, Bow Wow show.
He's fine with that, though.
He is.
He's fine with that. He's going to use that on his next Instagram flex.
Yeah.
I got you on the show. I got you paid. I put money in your pockets. I already see it coming in his next rant.
Yeah. Did you guys notice that he called Cammy a bum when they were? Did you guys catch that?
That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. You can't call your girl a bum.
Exactly.
But also, do you remember last week the tweets that we showed for News and Gossip mm-hmm. when Masika was like, you didn't have a car, you didn't have anywhere to stay.
Yeasty hoes. She called her yeasty.
Byron.
Out of everything she said.
We try to put the tweets together.
I'm just saying, smells linger. Go ahead. Okay, talk about the tweets.
You know how he said that, that Masika said that she didn't have anywhere to stay, she didn't have a car, all this stuff, and then Bow Wow actually called her a bum while they were arguing.
Yes. Oh, good one, Alexis. I didn't even think about that.
I wrote that down, and I was like, I gotta remember to say that. He called her a bum.
I can remember. So, that's still messed up, though.
That is. I don't agree with, like, words said out of anger. Like, if you feel like, that way, you feel that way, but dang, bro, you just had to throw that out there.
But is it the truth now? Because, low-key, I feel like Bow Wow just agreed with Masika, like what she said in the tweet.
That's why she said y'all pillow talking. So Bow Wow probably said something to Masika about how Kaomi didn't have this and that, because Bow Wow saying he doesn't, you know how he's saying he doesn't care that him and Kaomi not together no more, but deep down he cares for one. A woman took your woman, so you care for one. For two, he called her a bum. I know when people are angry, and he was drunk. A drunk person, when they say things, yes, that's what they really mean. So I mean, he didn't mean just
especially
bum,
a drunk
but
short person too. No, real talk, little man syndrome. It's real.
He called her a bum while he was drunk, and he was mad, and they were arguing. That's how he really felt. Not saying she's a bum, but right. He probably feels like, oh, I helped you all this, so you know. Mm-hmm. I just caught that little.
I don't like that, because that's gonna make her nervous about the next baller she's with.
Well, she already with her next baller. So. Yeah,
true. You're young and man.
True. But at least Young and May, she seems kind of like transparent. It's like, it is what it is. Like, if you leave me, you leave me. It's more.
Yeah.
She just is what she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just caught that and I was like, put two and two together.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, any other thoughts on tonight's episode? Anything that stuck out to anybody?
I do like how Ayana handled the conversation with Kaomi on the phone because you could tell she was serious. Like, she really wanted to, like Ayana, like, she's thinking business and everything. Like, I got to get this from my show. You haven't hit me or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, after hearing what Kiyomi's going through, she did definitely have, like, that. She put a pause on it. She's like, you know what? All right, cool. We'll see you tomorrow if you still want to do it type stuff. And right. It made me think about myself because, like, I can definitely lack patience at times, which I felt like Ayana, she was probably short on patience, but she never let that show because she understood what Kaomi was going through with Bow Wow.
Right.
So I do like the way she handled that conversation. She didn't talk about her show too much. She was like, well, you could still do this, or like, could you make it? It's like, okay, do you rest your mind, get some mental rest. It sounds like you need it. Mm-hmm. So I do like how she handled that very professionally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that, Byron. Well, let's get to our glowing up fashion, who we think was just, you know, glowing up tonight. It could be anything from hair and makeup to maybe just a nice little outfit. Who do we think was glowing up?
I'm going with Masika.
Yes.
I like to look at the video shoot, and I noticed her ombre lip, little whatever she had going on. I think that was really cute. So I'm going with Masika for this episode. Mm-hmm.
I did like her outfit at the end when she came over to Bow Wow's.
Oh, yeah.
The nude color.
And her hair, too. That was her real hair.
I didn't like the biker shorts, though.
You didn't like the...
I didn't like the biker shorts.
I love biker shorts. And she pulled them things off, too. And she had the little army fatigue jacket to go over, too, looking all thuggish. Thuggish, ruggish.
Just the biker shorts. It wasn't working for me. What is that, your glow up though?
No, absolutely not. But it was cool. It was nice. I liked it. But my glowing up was definitely Lil Mama. When she walked in, she stole the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing that tight black, and it's like, Lil Mama, when did you have all that?
Yeah,
she looked great.
She did that.
Yeah,
that's definitely my number one this episode. She did that.
I say the same. Lil Mama was killing it tonight.
Yeah,
everything, that black outfit, hair, makeup. It was all on point. And shout out to her stylist, Michael Mann. I also saw that he did pass away this year. So,
Wow.
R.I.P. to you. Yeah, in the end, it said, in loving memory of Michael Mann. So, he was the one who got her together. So, shout out to her. Shout out to him. Apologize. So, let's move on to our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What you got for us, Alexis?
So, this week on The Shade Room, of course, you know, they get all the shade and everything that goes on. Mm-hmm. Bow Wow has a venture with a hair tool company. And he, interesting, he spoke on him and Kayomi, and quote, he said, "My lifestyle is not normal. I have been engaged twice and I have a daughter," which I didn't know he was engaged twice. Mm. He also added that he tried really hard to work things out with the mother of his beautiful daughter, well, beautiful girl, Joey Chavez, but unfortunately, it didn't work out. And to continue, he said, "Any woman that comes around me has to understand that I'm going to have multiple women around me."
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I mean,
okay,
Bow.
All right, Bow Wow.
And then also, the Shade Room again. Well, actually, they called both of them. Masika was at, I guess, a red carpet premiere. And the correspondent for The Shade Room asked her a question in regards to Kayomi, correct?
Ooh, yes.
So let's watch that.
I'm going to step into The Shade Room. Okay. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Okay, so I'm just going to get right into it. Yes. You know, you got into a little bit of a Twitter feud the other day with Bow Wow's, well, now ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You said that she was jealous and insecure and was scared to film with you. Yes. Why do you think that?
Because it's what she said. Okay. It's not what I think, it's what I know. Okay. I don't make assumptions. I speak back.
Did you hear that from someone?
All the production, everybody on the set.
Oh, so production was spilling the tea. Okay, but then she then clapped back and said, let me quote exactly what she said really quick. She said, and I quote, "Keep it cute before Bow tells you the real reason he entertains you." So what's the real reason? Did he tell you?
Nobody entertains me. I'm entertaining. I'm all the entertainment that anyone possibly needs. So of course when a guy's with someone, they're going to do pillow talking. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to brag about the person that they're jealous about. Right. So I expect him to do, you know, ho shit. That's what you do when you pillow talk. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because...
All right. And... Interesting.
Okay.
The next clip is Kayomi on Instagram Live.
I like her hair right there.
I know.
Too.
Going in on Masika.
Y'all, do I look insecure? Like, I'm so fucking pissed. I'm not about to go back and forth with no porn star. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to go back and forth with a porn star who's done porn as a living and then going to try to come at my throat and call me a thot. Like, you're borderline prostitute. They paid you to have sex on film, but butterball naked.
Butterball.
Masika. Like, I'm not gonna come.
Going in on the server.
Like, I don't understand, baby girl. I'm living my best life. I'm not going back and forth with these bitches. I'm living my best life.
Mm. All right, you live living your best, best life.
All right, girl.
Who's living a better life, though?
I don't know. Almost neck and neck. Me. Yeah. This is just so much.
We'll see whose music does better, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the total.
This news and gossip, baby. It's crazy.
They need to bring celebrity boxing into fruition. Like celebrity boxing for real.
Oh, yeah. I think they do that a little bit.
But they're not going to do that.
They need to do it for real.
Oh, with them. Real. Oh,
they're not going to do it.
I don't think so.
No. Interesting.
Well. We'll be keeping up on that with you guys. And then now let's get into our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. So who wants to kick it off? Alexis? Oh, Byron?
You?
I just got one simple thing to say. Okay. My only prediction is that Bow Wow is going to trend on social media next week.
Oh.
Oh. From tonight's episode or next week's episode?
Next week's episode. Because Bow Wow is going to act a little brazy. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to get him more jokes than anything. Like, people is going to be laughing at Bow Wow more than anything.
Ooh.
Because of how he chooses to take his anger out and who he went after.
I can see that.
So I think Bow Wow is going to be trending on social media. It may be a whole new Bow Wow challenge coming. But yeah, Bow Wow will trend.
I don't know what my predictions for next week are. I mean, I want to see if Johnny's going to work with Masika. Ooh. I want to see Deb present the opportunity to Johnny, actually. We saw the Masika, you know, I want to see that. I think we're going to get a little more into Kayomi and Bow Wow. If she's walking in the show, Bow Wow's supposed to be there. And then I also agree with you with the whole whatever Bow Wow going to have going on next episode, fighting the cameraman or pulling the camera. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Bow Wow be trying to fight non-goons. Like he's not a goon. Right. Yeah. So that's what's gonna make it funny.
I know, I can see that. I see.
Like, I feel like the cameraman's not even allowed to touch him. Like, not even in self-defense, you can't touch Bow Wow.
No.
Yeah. Because he would lose a job, the cameraman, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just have to agree. I just see Bow Wow really... I see he's going to be dealing with this relationship like a whole other way. I don't think he's going to be going out like partying, but I think we're just going to see him more like sitting at home, really reflecting on what's going on. I think he's going to lead Mazika on for a little bit, but then eventually tell her like, it ain't working out. Like, yeah. I'll help you with your music, but that's about it.
Mm. I agree.
That's when she's going to go crazy on him. Mm-hmm.
They not going nowhere.
They're not going nowhere. Mm-hmm. And we get to see a little bit more into Bow Wow's depression. So
yeah.
Oh, that's going to be real.
Something.
That's going to show us where he's really been at.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. It's going to be fun.
I know. So much. And guys, let us know in the comments below. What are your predictions? What do you think is going to happen next week? And of course, leave us 5 stars on Instagram. Oh, sorry. On iTunes. Well, you can leave us stars on Instagram too. But we're also on Spotify and we're on SoundCloud. So wherever you guys are listening, we are there. I am one of your hosts here tonight, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And then I also do 2 shows on Sunday. I do one with my homegirl, Nakia, called Back to Reality on BHL, our sister network. And then I also do Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Byron, where can we find you?
Yes, Byron K. You can find me on social media, online, at Hero from the 90s. Also, tune in Sunday at 5 o'clock, roughly 5:15, because we are doing the finale of Marriage Boot Camp. So catch y'all there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Alexis Mozell, and you can find me at Madam_Mozell on all social media.
Yes, and we will see you all next Thursday.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.